Week 1 introduces the important concept of community building. It's fascinating to watch students of all ages discover that they can be responsible for the success of their community. The materials you'll need for this week's activity is one notepad for each student and your blackboard. A whiteboard or easel or a tablet is perfectly fine. This activity is about community rules for the school year. Have the students create a list of the rules that they think are best for creating their best learning school year ever. Have them make a list on a piece of paper and open your first community meeting to discuss what rules and guidelines would be best for each member of their class to excel academically this year. When describing what kind of year this can be and explaining that you want them to decide just how great they want to do this year, both as individuals and as a great class, you will help them determine what is age appropriate for their class. They will begin to take ownership. On the blackboard, write their rules on the board as they offer them. After everyone has offered what they think the rule should be, then open it up for discussion. There will be students who can't believe that you're putting the responsibility on them. There will be students who make fun of this at first. There will be giggling and laughter because this has probably not been done before. There will be students who don't participate. There will be students who are uncomfortable with this and make distracting remarks. But do not be deterred. I was always surprised how severe the students' own rules were. In fact, they were much harder on themselves than I would have been. They will also have a tendency to list very harsh rules that no one learns by. And this makes for a very lively discussion. These become their rules. You can vote on them, and you decide on them as a class, and in doing so, they take ownership. As a teacher, you will most certainly have the overseeing word and will coach them toward the results you feel will be the best for the entire group. When most people think about community, they think about a helping hand. So one of the discussion questions you can have is, what does community mean to me? Another discussion question you could have is, what would I like for it to mean to me? I think you'll find that if you just stick with this and probe at it just a little bit, you'll initiate conversations from what's really important to the students in your classroom, from how they treat each other, how they treat each other with attitudes, not just words, a discussion about how looks and words and labels and name-calling cause harm, how it's hard to think and focus when you're feeling bad about yourself because of something that somebody else has said. The importance of having a caring community that's safe and how much easier it is to work within the classroom structure when you feel good and safe about yourself. So a variety of things can come out of this, especially I think that when they list very harsh rules, I think that's a great conversation piece to investigate that a little bit more. And how you investigate is you just simply say, well, that's an interesting rule. Gosh, tell me a little bit more about why you think that kind of a rule is necessary to keep the peace and to keep this classroom community safe. What you'll find as you continue to investigate and probe around this discussion about what community, what a safe community means to your students, I think you'll find a lot of their core values and things that they're concerned about, things that occupy their minds so that it is very difficult for many of them to be able to stay focused on learning the subject at hand. So this will be very revealing. As they are discussing, you will make a list of what they say up on the blackboard about what community means to them, so that it's all written down. There's something very powerful about the written word. It takes things out of the ozone and brings it down into real life terms, and people experience it more substantially when things are written down to read. Then I suggest that as a result of this discussion, you close the meeting, your first community meeting, and you may want to ask them to create some kind of drawing, a display, something that you can put up on your bulletin board to capture these rules and to illustrate them and or the kind of caring community this class wants to put their vision on for this school year. At the conclusion of this activity, not only do students now understand and choose the rules, they also have the inner power to choose how they respond to the rules. They make the rules, so they now own the rules, that they are responsible for the success and enjoyment of their community for this school year. Now, you may be a little concerned about this kind of activity, feeling that things could get out of control very quickly. In all of the years that I've done this with very at-risk classrooms, in other words, these classrooms came in with reputations for being disorderly and chronically unproductive and with behavioral problems. When I put it to the class, the first year I did this, I was just shocked at the level of what they felt and the harshness of what they felt the rule should be. So you get to guide them through this process. And I do think you'll be surprised, and I do think you'll be amazed at how much ownership they take. You put those rules up on your bulletin board, and then all you have to do in these first 9 weeks when someone steps out of bounds is to refer to the rules that they agreed upon should be followed to create a safe learning community. And your work's done for you. So give up a little bit of control here and just see what happens. You're still the teacher. You still have the final say. But I think you'll be very interested in what comes about as a result of this exercise. All right, on to week 2.